course, he's a local guy, because and he's got the Eagles' best interest at heart. He is the great Hembo from the ESPN show Get Up. Hembo, how you doing today, buddy?
What'd you miss? How are we down there?
We're doing good. Now here's the thing. I've got a dilemma with this game. I'm hoping that the five things that you give us today are going to make me look at this game a little differently in the Eagles' favor. So the backdrop is the Eagles always beat the Giants, right?
That's exactly right.
They always beat them, especially on prime time. So we got that covered. But now let's go into the specifics of this game. And here's the stat that I can't get past. Eli Manning this year has been getting the ball out quick, throwing short passes, high completion rate. The Eagle cornerbacks playoff. Speak to me here.
So you'd be hard-pressed to find an issue on this team greater than the play of their cornerbacks. And to prove it, I looked up some numbers courtesy of NFL Next Gen Stats. So through week 5, no player in the NFL has been targeted more frequently as the nearest defender in coverage than Ronald Darby, nearly 9 times per game. On the other side, no player has allowed more yards as nearest defender in coverage than Jalen Mills, 82 yards per game all by himself. And Mike, your eye test matches the numbers. No team in the league has employed press coverage less frequently than the Eagles, only 7% of the time, with an average cushion of 7 yards at the time of the snap.
This coaching staff has to know that, right? If Hembo would call Jim Schwartz, would he change tonight?
This is the way that they play. I mean, it worked last year because they were always playing with a lead. So, you know, obviously it was almost like a prevent type, because when you're, you know, leading by 10, 12, 15 mm-hmm. points early in the game, you can employ that philosophy more effectively. This year, it has obviously not worked.
Mm. The Darby numbers, I didn't even know about. So, all right, that's more information. Yeah, that doesn't help me. All right, so let's go. So, the quarterbacks go hand in hand with the defensive line rush here. So, do we have any connection here with that?
We do. It's easy to identify the corners as the weakest link, but the Eagles' pass rush is not without fault. Get a load of this. So last season, the Eagles employed one of the most effective blitz schemes in the league, ranking second in pressure rate when blitzing, while limiting opponents to the NFL's lowest completion percentage when doing so. But this season, those results have been turned upside down. Opposing quarterbacks are completing more than 2/3 of attempts when blitzed. That's because the Eagles have created pressure on blitzes less than 25% of the time. Mike, you missed. That's the lowest rate in the league.
So in other words, if you're not getting home with the blitz, it actually has been an advantage to the opponent.
No question about it. What I discovered in peeling the onion back one more layer is that quarterbacks are getting the ball out, like you said, so quickly, 1.9 seconds on average against the blitz. And because there's a 7-yard cushion on every play, opponents have had the chance to go crazy on yards after the catch. That has been a really effective strategy against the Eagles through the first 5
Here's one other thing about the defensive line. Destiny Vio, who is the backup tackle, has the second most snaps behind Fletcher Cox. He has one tackle. One tackle in all those reps. All right, so let's move on now to the Ajayi is out, but they got Clement back. Now, is that supposed to be an advantage for the Eagles that they have struggled in blitz pickup? I assume the Giants know that and will fire on them. So tell me about the Ajayi factor, him missing.
So it should go without saying that the season-ending injury to Jay Ajayi will hamper the Eagles' run game, but it may also have an enormous impact on play action. Like you missed, over the last 2 seasons, Carson Wentz owns a completion percentage of 78 and a QBR of 79 out of 100 on play action attempts with Ajayi on the field. But without Ajayi on the field, Wentz's completion percentage dips 16% on play action, while his QBR sees a decline of 22%. So those numbers make it exceedingly clear that opposing defenses respect Ajayi far more than any other Eagles running back in the fold.
Oh boy. Okay, now these intangible things with the so far we're 0 for 3 here.
No kidding.
They're not covering it for your bettors out there. The line has dipped. It went to 1 in some places. It's back up to 1.5, 2. The Eagles are not a cover team this year.
By no means. So this is what I got on the line tonight. So if you are inclined to bet the Eagles, at least do so knowing the recent track record. For his career, Doug Peterson is 3-6 against the number as a road favorite, 4-5 outright. Philly has failed to cover in 3 consecutive road games with 2 outright losses. And keep in mind, they were favored to win all of those games as they currently are tonight. And I'm sure you're tracking this like I am. But that line has moved from -3 to 1.5 in the span of 5 hours this afternoon at the Westgate.
All right. Now, we know this division stinks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's come down to this where we're thinking that 9-7 may win it, which means like, the Eagles lose tonight. It's not the end of the season. They could probably still get it because the other teams are going to lose also. But there are are stats that when you're 2-4, it's not good.
But most definitely. What I will say is that over the last 3 years, there have been 4 2-4 teams to make the playoffs. But like you said, the NFC East right now, 6-11 in non-division games this season, which is the worst record of its kind of any division. So like you mentioned, the race for the division title could be the first to 9 wins. Even so, I want to stress the historical significance of tonight's game. So in the Super Bowl era, there have been 299 different teams to start 2-4. But only 25 of those 299 teams have gone on to make the playoffs. That's only 8%. And let's keep in mind the schedule, okay? So by opponent record, the Eagles have played the easiest schedule of any team in the NFC East thus far. And by that measure, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Cowboys own the three easiest remaining schedules in the conference the remainder of the season.
Hembo, you just killed me. Seriously, it's 3:30. I got to do 2.5 hours more of a show. I'm slaved.
I'm sorry to do that, bud, but like given the way they've played the last 2 weeks, I don't know how you can have much optimism going into tonight's game. I sort of view it as a coin flip game, like I'm guessing that you do, but there aren't a whole lot of trends and stats to suggest that this team is about to turn it around. That is for sure.
I was trying to look for something tangible that would help me tonight because I came into this day and this conversation with you thinking everything was against them.
Well, I agree. And one other thing to keep in mind, I guess the fortunate aspect of this thing is on Thursday night's teams, on the road, 0-5 this season, 0-4-1 against the number, but at least they're not going across the country here. This is hardly a road trip of any kind, but I'd also say that I do expect the climate to at least have some sort of factor, mm-hmm. and that I think also is an advantage to the Giants because their running game, at least their running back, is going to be so much more effective than the Eagles tonight, in my judgment.
Well, but he also gets stopped for short gains.
Yeah, but he's explosive. He's like Adrian Peterson. Sometimes it just takes one to pop.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Hembo, it's a real pleasure to talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you're going to have me on next week.
Thanks for checking in, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, later.
All right, there he is.